This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. It's the end of the year. It is Vikings Choice. And I, and you out there, are about to be turned on to things I know you, and I know I, have never heard before.
Is that right?
I think that's true. That's Lars Godrich. He is our Viking. Every year you do this to me, Lars.
I do this to you?
Yeah. It's this thing where I listen to music umpteen hours a day,
yeah,
and I think I've heard like a pretty good
You think
good
you've heard like a good swath of the music that is available in the world. But then you realize, no, it is but a but. We are but a pin drop in the world of music, Bob. Sometimes this really frustrates me, but it also gives me excitement.
You swim in a very different pool oftentimes. Though, yeah. And so you're here today. Turn us on to something loud, something mindful, something thoughtful, something brash, something whatever. What are we going to start off with?
We're starting off with BKO from Mali.
That wasn't you screaming, was it?
No, it wasn't. But I feel like I want to scream as soon as I hear it. It sends chills through my whole being when I hear that scream.
This is really cool. So tell me about BKO, besides being the initials of an airport.
Right. Yeah, the BKO is the initials of the airport in Bamako, Mali. And, you know, Bob, you play a lot of like a desert rock and Malian rock music on this show. I think it's both like a sweet spot for both of us. And I thought I'd start with maybe something familiar to All Songs Considered fans, like a sound that they might recognize. But this record just like blew my hair off the back of my head.
You have a lot of it.
And I have a lot of hair. And yeah, so they're named after this airport. They actually used to, I think they still practice in the hangar of this airport. But this is their third album. It's called Jin Bora. I hadn't heard of them until this year. I found this on Bandcamp, which is a place I spend a lot of time. And I always like looking at the little tags at the bottom because the artists tend to get really creative with like what they want to self-label themselves.
What they do here.
It's Malian crunchy indie rock. And it's very crunchy. I don't know about the indie rock part, but maybe.
In relation to what you might hear coming out of Bamako, this would lean. I can see.
Yeah, and from what I understand, they are using two different kinds of West African guitar in this band. And so one is supposed to be more traditional, one's supposed to be more modern, and they're putting together and amplifying them at the same time. There's a little bit of the tradition, a little bit of the modern mixed in together. Lots of great polyrhythms going on. You know, just shredding, you know.
Awesome. I love this. I'm going to spend time with it. And Bandcamp is a great discovery place, and I will find it there because that way I can support these artists who probably could use a couple bucks.
Yeah. And, you know, I spend a lot of my, like I said, I spend a lot of my time on Bandcamp because I find that you can go down rabbit holes a little bit easier there. You're not being fed an algorithm. You're often being given recommendations from fans or record labels that you follow or other artists. And my biggest like trick to finding music is there. I tend to follow tags. So I will follow like Indonesian hardcore, and or sometimes I just follow Japan just to see what I get, or what, things like that. And so Malian crunchy indie rock, I don't know if there's actually more than just BKO, but maybe there is.
So would Algerian trance music be a tag for the next record?
I guess so. I mean, this is an artist I can't find too much information about. Cheba Wahida. As far as I can tell, she is a singer. She's a Rai singer, which is a traditional music out of Oran, Algeria. Rai kind of comes, it's kind of like, it came about in the 1920s as kind of like the subversive form to what was happening in Islamic music at the time. And so it's a little bit more political, maybe a little bit more bawdy. And, you know, over the decades, it's become much more electronic and much more influenced by Western pop music, but still infusing a lot of those Algerian folk traditions. And so here's the incredible opening track from Drouli called Drouli Drouli.
I can't figure out, like, the effects on the vocals. Are they with intention, or is it the recording facility, or flute is, like, what is it affected?
I feel like there's just, like, a ton of, like, polyrhythm happening, right?
Yeah,
and a lot of polyphony happening. So I think it's the natural trill of her voice, but I think some of it that is filtered through autotune. So she is using autotune to its greatest, like, abilities, and like really enhancing what she can do with her own like natural voice. Then you have like those like really wild syncopations and all of, like, the production coming out the bottom end, and then you have that flute also trilling at the same time, and everything's just in the red. Like, I can absolutely see Bjork losing her mind to this on the dance floor. You know, it seems like a Bjork jam right here.
I love that image. And so the artist is
Cheba Wahida. And I want to know more. I think this is like a kind of a collection of loose songs that have kind of like trickled out over YouTube over the years. But I want to know more.
So the song is Drouli Drouli, I could best say it. And the album's titled Drouli.
Yeah.
And it's Jrouli.
That's right.
And if you can't remember because you're driving and don't want to write it down or whatever, what are we going to do?
Well, you can. So when you're not driving, we'll have like a full listing of the songs and whatnot inside the show notes and for the podcast, but also have it at npr.org/allsongs.
Great. We'll put the Bandcamps where there are Bandcamp links on the All Songs page.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Let's go into the mountains.
Let's go into the mountains, Bob.
I feel like we're going to stay here for a while.
Good.
Should I get comfy?
Get cozy, Bob. Have a nice cup of tea. So this is a duo based out of Vietnam called Sun FM, and it's spelled S-O-N, and the O has a little accent mark that I don't know what you would call it, but it's Vietnamese. It means paint. The word means paint. Paint FM. And it's this duo, and they met, also somewhat of a mysterious duo. They met doing sound installations for museums and art galleries and things like that. And so they decided to mix their love for modular synthesis with kind of more natural and native sounds to Vietnam. And so you get those deep, nice bass drones, mm-hmm. but then you get the nice sweeping sounds that I hear happening right now. And then you hear the little pitter-patter.
Yeah.
It sounds like rain droplets, maybe like in the jungle or something. And it is just incredible scene-setting music. It's something that you can quickly get lost in, and you can just zone out for like an hour and a half, too.
I wonder what their connection is with the other electronic artists who do what we would call ambient music. I mean, this world, we all hear everything. I, as a guy who, you know, like so many of us, have connections to the outside world, just assume that we can all listen to everything everywhere. And I wonder if these people in Vietnam have found this stuff on their own, or are they part of a larger movement? I don't know.
I do think they're tapped in, because there was, I've been following the ambient scene in Vietnam for a few years, I think. And forgive me to the duo, but I did find a little bit of information about one of the members, his Instagram is full of like pictures of his like modular synths and systems. So like, clearly it is something that it is beloved to him, and he's been doing for this quite a while. And this is my introduction to his music. Like I said, you can absolutely get lost in this music for hours and kind of forget where you were.
Give me 30 more seconds with this. This Viking's Choice is not only a sonic journey, but we're kind of going around the world here. So,
whenever I get into a musical rut, my impulse is to go outside of my borders. So that's not only musically, but geographically. Mm-hmm. And that's been true for a long time, but especially at the beginning of the pandemic when I couldn't go anywhere, I just dove in. I wanted to travel the world, and the only way I could do that at the time was through music. I love our year-end lists that we just published on NPR Music, both the albums and songs of the year and all the different genre lists that we've done. But I found myself kind of gritting my teeth a little bit because a lot of the music was from the U.S. and from England. And I was like, there's so much amazing music out in the world. And, you know, I do my best to, like, cheerlead for this kind of music around the world. But I feel like this may end up being my calling in 2023, where I just have to be like, no, look, you need to listen to Sun FM and their album Points of Light, because it's one of the most beautiful ambient albums of the year. When I give myself this kind of template, because last year I decided, when we did our year-end Viking's Choice episode, we did a show based around music that was released on cassette. And you could call that a gimmick, but truthfully, I found all that music that I put on that show just as amazing as anything else that was released in that year. So by giving myself this assignment of music from all over the, like, Viking's Choice-y things from all over the world, I found myself free, because then I didn't feel beholden to like my homeland, basically. I challenged myself a little bit more to think, to listen and think about music that is both foreign to me, but also familiar at the same time.
And I'm so guilty of falling into the boxes I like to fall into musically. So this is a exciting, and I need to think of an assignment for myself.
Good.
So where are we going next?
We're going to stay in Asia. We're going to Japan with the emo trio Switchblade.
Is it going to get loud?
Yes.
Had a feeling.
I love that drumfill so much.
And it all feels so familiar, but I don't know what they're saying. I did look up the translation to this song, which is written in, what, Japanese?
Yeah, the song title itself is in Japanese. The name of the album, though, is called Blue Matter.
And the song, I looked up the translation of the song title, Japanese, translates to Dancing at Night.
I absolutely want to dance to the song. It's kind of like the wild hair dancing.
You know, it makes me jealous every time you mention hair, so let's rest of the show.
So this was an album that came out very early in the year and has stuck with me basically since January. I stumbled across this record label called Further Platonic. It's based out of Japan. I was like, I'm gonna buy a bunch of stuff from them in bulk. So I bought like a bunch of CDs. But at the time, Japan wasn't sending packages outside of its borders due to COVID. So I actually didn't get the CDs until probably sometime this summer. But I was listening to it the whole time. And once I got the CDs, especially this album by Switchblade, it hasn't left my car, which is like high praise from me. It is a road trip album. It's a road trip album. It's an errand album. Like when I'm out running errands, it's just like, it really pumps me up. And the thing that I find quite remarkable about this album is that, yeah, it's got familiar elements from emo that you've likely heard. Like, it's got the melodrama of the Velveteen, which is a band that needs more due. But it also kind of reminds me, and you'll notice by the Trail of Dead, which has like that big blasting scope of like, because they're on the edge, they're about to fall off, what's going to happen? That's what a lot of these songs feel like, but also their melodies are gorgeous. So that combination absolutely sold it for me this year. And so it has not left my car all year.
Let's hear the end of this. How about the tropical?
Yeah, we're going to South America now.
What is that sound, Lars? I can't I can't tell.
I know. So this is a group called Rampareo from Colombia, from Bogota.
Yeah.
They are led by Pedro Ojeda from Los Piranhas. And, like, the band features members of the Meridian Brothers, who maybe I think you do know, but, like, basically they come out of cumbia, the Colombian cumbia scene. And
which is the rhythm.
Yeah, so cumbia is, like, that's what you're hearing right now. It's the, it's kind of like go-go or, like, reggae. It has, like, a very distinct rhythm. You don't deviate too much from it, but you can find a lot of joy and expression within that rhythm. And I fell hard for cumbia when I visited Mexico City like about 5 or 6 years ago. And in Mexico, cumbia is a little bit different than it is in Colombia where it originates. But I have since gone down this rabbit hole of just falling in love with both traditional cumbia, but also kind of like the more digital version of it, which is more sample-based.
And is that what this is?
This is...
Because I can't tell what the what is that?
This is a little bit of... Both.
Okay.
These are traditional musicians who like to experiment. And the thing that kind of blows my mind specifically about this song is called El Baracho, is that that's like a Nahuan-inspired rhythm happening on top. What I think is happening in this song, it's hard to tell, but I think they have taken a Nahuan instrument, so like the guimbri, and have thrown it into cumbia. And have this strange topsy-turvy hybrid of two rhythms that are not that dissimilar, but are very different. And this is kind of what this record does. The name of the record by Rampareo is called Así No Pueda Muchates. They find these like little, kind of like take a corkscrew to cumbia. It's already kind of a naturally psychedelic kind of music, but they just turn it just a little bit more. So they bring out different elements from electronic music and from...
definitely synthesizers going on here.
There are synthesizers, yeah, okay. There are samplers. It is exploratory music. It is fun music. It is sometimes very haunting music, but I always get a lot of joy out of it. I want to have a weird cocktail on like a pink beach somewhere at midnight, you know?
I love that. Oh my gosh. Hey, Lars, we're going to take a break and come back. Where do we go after we do this?
We're going to go to France.
Awesome. Let's let the music take us out. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company. Because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com. Support for NPR and the following message come from the Wallace Foundation, working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan here. It's Viking's Choice.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Lars. With Lars Gottrich. And we've been going down roads, well, streams and rivers and all sorts of stuff. And we're going somewhere else. But you said we're going to France.
We're going all around the world, but we're specifically going to France.
And music I know I've never heard before. I'm going to guess that you out there likely haven't. And we will put links to all this music that you hear on our website and also in the notes for you, whatever podcast feed you get, and share this stuff. Like, don't keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
So, France, what?
We're going to be listening to La Colonie de Vacances. This is from an album called Echt, and this is a absolutely ripping track called L'Amour Universel.
Keep waiting for the moment.
It keeps escalating. It just keeps going up and up and up and up and up.
It's like watching an equation trying to resolve itself. If that makes sense. It makes sense to me.
Okay, Bob.
What is Echt? That's the album name?
That's the album. So this is a collective of four bands from France. Four bands from noise rock, from math rock, from prog rock. And they kind of met sort of similar to Son FM, where it was kind of like a gallery kind of like idea, where the four bands, they set up in the four directions of the world, so north, south, east, west, in a performance. And so they surround the audience, right. And then they perform this music. So it's
audience is in the middle.
The audience is in the middle, so it's quadraphonic experience. It makes a lot of sense to me that this isn't their first album, but the first album they put out was a collaboration with Greg Saunier from Deerhoof. Like, that makes a lot of sense to me. But this record, Bob, it kind of breaks my brain a little bit. It's sort of like what would happen if Mick Barr from Crowless decided to do a record with Battles, but they're also like really into the French prog rock band Magma. But as crazy and as chaotic as it gets, it's very buttoned up. Nothing's out of place. It feels like they have their stuff together. But it's kind of like that controlled chaos that's even scarier, if that makes sense.
Hang on.
And then there's some incredible like electronic stuff happening too.
I just want to be in the middle of that square of four bands around me. Wow. It's going to get loud again, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it did. It took a bit.
That's awesome.
So that's La Colonie de Vacances. The album is called ECHT, E-C-H-T. They're from France.
Wow.
I want to be in the middle of that frenzied pit. Make sure that I have not had caffeine because it'll just wake me up.
Okay, so we're in France.
We're in France.
Do we get a plane or
A boat? Well, I forget how. Can you take a? Is there like a boat you can take from France to England? I don't even know. How does that work?
I think transporter beam.
Transporter beam.
Let's just do that. It's simpler. And...
anyway, we're going to London, and we're going to be listening to. You ever listen to something, Bob, and you're like, I don't know what to do with this, or I don't know how to respond to this.
Some of the stuff we've played on the show previous to this one.
Right. But like in a way that like makes you uncomfortable.
Ah.
I think about Scott Walker's The Drift.
Yeah.
That's like a kind of my reference point for like something like, I don't know what to do with myself after listening to this kind of music. That's what I kind of get from No Home, which is the solo project for somebody named Charlie Valentine. And they put out a record in 2020 called Effing Hell. I'm bleeping myself. That was very challenging to me sonically. And they have a new record called Young Professional that does very much the same, but kind of focuses the idea. I don't know. It's probably just best to kind of start listening and get absorbed.
Yeah, it's kind of like being put in this really beautiful, calming room, and then somebody's playing a loud video game or something, and you just want to relax and chill. It's interesting, the different elements that are so completely conflicting happening here. So, yeah, when do you put this on?
That's a good question. When I need to think.
Really?
Yeah, or when I need something to kind of like... kind of like blister my brain open a little bit. Like the thing that I find, I like Charlie's lyrics a lot. Charlie Valentine. It's a bedroom project for Charlie Valentine, and the lyrics on this album, Young Professional, deal very much about navigating the hellscape of capitalism, basically, as a young person who has like very little prospects for like. Getting ahead in a world that doesn't want them to get ahead. And so the lyrics are very poetic in that way, and the way that that they transform that into the music is with these like very odd choices for mixing these industrial beats into kind of like these black metal riffs with their bluesy voice. And it actually kind of like the choices that are made for the mix actually kind of remind me of Katie Alice Greer's solo record from this year from Priests. She put out a record called Barbarism that I actually also had a hard time with, but I ultimately liked because of how challenging it was, because of the way that she chose to mix her voice over the instrumentals. And No Home kind of does the same thing for me in a different way, where it's just much darker and danker, and kind of reminds me of like a lo-fi you know that band Algiers?
Yeah, I like
like a lo-fi Algiers.
Okay.
You know?
No Home.
No Home. The album was called Young Professional.
Should I just start the other one?
Yeah, let's get into it.
bringing the spirits back up a bit.
How many guitars?
I mean, it's just one person.
Wait, what?
It's just one guy. He's playing everything.
Wow. Did not know that.
So this is Four Ties. It is and the album is called Tien Que Luchar, which translates to You Have to Fight. And it's one guy. His name's Javier Ortiz. And it's just this triumphant, raw, a hungry speed metal from Chile. And everything he sings in his native tongue, he sings in Spanish. It's just so much fun.
Song called Mundo Bipolar.
Mm-hmm. And there's just so much to love about this. It's got speed metal, it's got a new wave of British heavy metal, kind of like Iron Maiden-y, kind of like twin leads, but he's got that big rough voice,
no kidding,
which like gives it so much character. But Bob, I have a surprise for you. I want you to scooch ahead to 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
I didn't see this comment. I don't know anything about this person, but I'm gonna make the conjecture.
Okay.
COVID's going on. It's a long time. He's alone in a room. He's got equipment.
Yeah.
and a lot more time than he thought. And then even more time on top of that.
Sure.
So lead after lead guitar. I mean, those dueling guitars are him dueling with himself.
Right.
You're saying. And then there comes the whistling.
I mean, there's a real yin and yang to his projects. So, like, he also leads a band called Demoniac, or it's like Demon and Maniac mixed, like a portmanteau.
Demoniac?
That's it. That's okay. Thank you. And that one's, like, much more angry and at the world and everything that's going on in life, whereas Four Ties is just, like, the opposite. It's just, like, I need some spurt of joy in my life. I'm going to, like, do these major chord heavy metal songs
for 7.5 minutes.
For 7.5 minutes, and gonna have ridiculous solos, and I'm gonna whistle. he makes a lot of like fun choices like that throughout this album.
It doesn't, not even at the end, there's a moment of creation at every single moment of that song. That's
awesome. It's like, I have one more thing to say, and it's got to be this drum fill.
That's fabulous. And I think you have one more thing to say, right?
I have one more thing to say.
Coming to the end of our journey?
We're at the end of our journey of the Viking's Choice. year-end episode. If you're ever curious about all the kinds of like music that I love to listen to, I have a newsletter, VikingsChoice.org. I put out a playlist maybe every 2 weeks, and I write about stuff that I like, basically.
And people could follow you on Bandcamp, for example, and probably see the things that you're looking up during the course of the year. Would that be true?
That's true. My username on Bandcamp is Total Vibration, like it is on all basically social media as well.
Take us out. Where are we going?
We're going to church, Bob.
Okay.
No, I think you'll like this, Bob.
Okay.
Okay. Linda Ayupika is a gospel singer from Ghana. This is another example of why, after all these years, I fall in love with a record label. And if I really like what they put out, I'll check out everything else they put out afterwards. So there's this label based out of England called Maize, M-A-I-S, space U-M. And they put out this incredible record by a Brazilian singer last year that I fell in love with. And so I kind of kept tabs on the label. And they put out this record called God Created Everything by Linda Ayupika. And it's kind of like it's where the church and the club meet. So the
what kind of club we go in? A dance club?
A dance club. Oh, okay. Yeah. So like you're dancing up the aisles of the church, but you're also dancing in the club.
Gotcha.
It's jumpy, synth-driven gospel music from Ghana, and that it comes specifically from the Fra Fra people from Ghana. This kind of brings us back to the beginning of the show when I played BKO from Mali, where tradition meets modern, and where there's experimentation with those different styles of music. So Fra Fra ceremonial music has been in their culture for generations. And there's this young producer named Francis Ayamga. And he injected synths and drum machines and electronics into this ceremonial music. And he found this incredible voice in Linda Ayupika. She was already renowned in her community for singing at weddings and funerals and at her church. And here's just this beautiful declaration of faith in her native tongue that basically only her people can truly understand. I was provided translations of the lyrics by the label earlier this year when I was curious about it. And the lyrics are beautiful. It's just her worshiping, but she has the sharp, piercing voice that actually reminds me a lot of Karen from The Knife and Fever Ray. And the production actually reminds me a lot of The Knife too, but it's done with this joyous uplift of basically these love songs for God. You know, as somebody who came up in the church and still spends a lot of time listening to sacred music, here's just another incredible way into worship. It is a record that I put on basically when I don't know what record I want to put on, I put on this record.
This is wonderful. Hang on. I just love that there's a drum machine in a song of reverence and something.
That's joy,
that.
Bob. You know, not all sacred music needs to be a big bummer. It's literally worship.
It's beautiful. Thanks so much, Lars.
Thanks, Bob, for having me. I love doing this show.
Me too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Take care for all songs considered. Bye.
Happy New Year.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor Homes.com. The right agent can make or break your home search. That's why Homes.com provides an agent directory that details each agent's experience so you can find the right one and ultimately the right home. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.